Hong Kong Talk。Hello for everyone. Thank you very much for listening to this program. Hong Kong Talk is a program where people in the Hong Kong faith talk about various topics. The thought and opinion we share on this program may differ from yours, but we hope that you will enjoy and learn something new. Perhaps we'll learn something new that may affect our thought, behaviors, and action for the better. Our different background, religion, thought, and culture provide a diversity that strengthens our community, just like biodiversity is essential for our healthy planet Earth. I am Koichi Konko from the Konko Mission of Honolulu. Joining me are Amy and Edna. How are you doing today?
Hi.
Hello, everybody.
Thank you very much for listening. Today, I realized we should introduce ourselves to our listeners. I think some listeners don't know anything about us. Some listeners knew us, but we should introduce ourselves to our listeners. So who would like to go first?
Okay, I'll go first. I'm Edna Matsuoka from the Konko Mission of Wahiwa. I was born and raised in Hawaii. Like, people think I'm from Japan because I have a slight accent. Because Japanese was my first language and my parents spoke only Japanese until I was like, yeah, forever. Even right now, they only speak Japanese. So that was my first language that I learned. Mm-hmm. And I went to elementary here, of course, in Wahiwa, middle school. I went to Lelehua High School, graduated in graduated in the year 2000. So you can kind of guess how old I am. And, my brothers and I, the three of us, all went to the Konko Church of Amagi. My brothers went for 3 years and I went for 2 years. And Konko Church of Amagi and the Konko Kyogakuin Seminary for spiritual training and to become a minister right after high school. So, and right after our spiritual training, we came back to Hawaii and then we went to college. Mm. To pursue a degree, and I pursued nursing after. So I'm a part-time nurse at a medical surgical oncology unit at a hospital in town, and also a part-time sensei. So I help out my parents at the Konko Mission of Wahiwa. What else? Anything else you want to know about me? My favorite food is kaisen don, which is a seafood bowl. They have really good ones in Hokkaido. And my favorite color is purple. Yeah. And I love cats.
Yes.
A lot of my postings on Facebook are about cats. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have a pet cat named Mochi.
Yep. And we all from Hawaii. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we mention that? Mm-hmm. I can go next. My name is Koichi Konko from Japan. Right now, I'm living in Honolulu town. I serve Konko Mission of Honolulu as a head minister. I came to Hawaii almost 20 years ago, 2003, I believe. And I became a minister 2000. And somehow I moved to Hawaii and I have to learn English. So hopefully you understand my English okay. Anything else? I think that's all. I wanted to have some kind of anniversary things, but I think it's COVID-19. So we didn't do nothing to celebrate our 10 years anniversary. Hopefully we can go somewhere this year. All together, family. I have one son. I like ramen. I like kaisendo too. I still like sports, any kind of sports. I like, used to play basketball, volleyball. I used to do jujutsu, but not anymore right now. I'm full-time minister right now. Okay, thank you. Anything else?
Thank you, Quick Sensei.
So how about Amy?
It's my turn. Okay. My name is Amy Asutake. I am, I'm actually originally from the Konko Mission of Wailuku on Maui. I have three brothers, two of which are ministers. My parents are ministers. My parents are actually the second and third head ministers of Konko Mission of Wailuku. Let's see. Born and raised on Maui. Let's see. I live and work on Oahu now since college. I graduated UH. We're not going to go over when, a long time ago. And after graduating UH, I worked for a short time at one of the hotels in Waikiki, and I majored in Japanese language, cop-out major, I know. Let's see, worked a short time in Waikiki. Then I was living in in Okayama, Japan for 3 years teaching English conversation at a private school, actually the Konko Gakuen. And then I came back home, moved to Oahu permanently. Not married, no kids, just me. I actually live here at the Konko Mission of Honolulu now. I rent a room here. Yeah, I grew up as a dog person, but I love cats now.
Oh.
For some reason. We've always grown up with animals around the house. So I don't know. I find it kind of interesting that I have animals around me now.
Thank
Birds
you.
Kind of fill in my lap.
Yeah, thank you.
Yep.
I grew up with rabbits.
Oh, rabbits.
Yeah, now I'm kind of allergic to them.
Oh, like really?
If I hold them, then my eyes start to get watery and itchy, and I start to sneeze and cough. So I think I played with bunnies too much in my younger years. They said if you handle something for such a long time, you're going to get allergic to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I saw that on NHK World, and I thought that was really interesting. Like this person that worked at a restaurant, all she did was cut carrots for hours and hours and for many, many days, right? And for years. And one day she just got allergic to it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And the next time she touched or even ate a carrot, she developed hives.
Oh.
And they realized that if you touch something too much, you'll get allergic to it.
Oh no.
I hope I don't get allergic to cats though. I love cats.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I have a question to Anna sensei.
Mm-hmm.
You became a Konkokyo minister following your parents.
Yeah.
And why?
Actually, I followed my brothers because I first saw my older brothers go through that spiritual development program.
Mm-hmm.
And they came back changed people. It was like, yeah, really, my brother? The way they acted, and they were so much more helpful, and really, I could see a night and day difference in my brother in a positive way. So I thought, oh, wow, I definitely want to go when I graduate high school. And watching my parents, do their ministry so sincerely, I wanted to follow in their footsteps so I can help out the church. Yeah, whenever. If they can't move anymore, or whenever they need help, I can help them. I perform services and all kinds of stuff. They helped me throughout my whole life, so I wanted to do something where I can help them back.
I see. So you actually chose to become a minister. Any like a pressure on you?
No pressure. So my mom said, once you become Konko minister, you can do whatever you want to, she says. She said, become Konko minister first, or develop your core as a Konko Kyo follower first. And then you can go and pursue whatever you want to. So I was like, okay. So after I became a minister, I pursued nursing, got into nursing. And yeah, she said, if you go through the spiritual route first, develop your spiritual core, you can become whatever you want to become. And Kami-sama is going to help you out. And I believe that to be true. Yeah.
Interesting.
So why did you choose nursing after that?
Because my mom was a nurse. She used to work at the Fukuoka Red Cross Hospital in Japan. And my grandma was a nurse. So her mom was a nurse. And my great-grandma was a nurse. So that would be the fourth generation nurse.
Fourth generation.
Yeah. So me, my mom, my grandma, great-grandma. And my brother is also a nurse. I never thought my brother David would become a nurse. Because he wanted to be a paramedic at first.
Mm-hmm.
But then his classmates were like, oh, no. You should go into nursing better. So yeah, he enjoys it. And I enjoy nursing too. And I'm really thankful that I only have to work 2 days a week, 12 hours a week, and the rest I can help out with the church. Yeah, it's really my dream job. I like working at the hospital, and I like to do Goyo too, so I can do two of my favorite things, and Kami-sama makes it all work out.
So Goyo is something served to the church. Whatever you do at the church or for the church, for Kami-sama, that's Goyo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How about Amy? Do you have any influence from your parents?
In terms of like career choice or?
As a human being.
As a human being. As a human being. I mean, I'm definitely a Konko Kyo member because of my parents. I used to say I didn't have a choice. You know, we were born into the church. I used to say, but actually I did have a choice, and my parents were actually, I think they took a chance and they told all of us kids that, yeah, you actually have a choice. You can choose to go and see. My parents actually encouraged me to go to other faith services and things like that. I had friends that were Christian. I had friends that were Buddhist, any of those services, other faith services. But and I think that actually allowed me to form my own opinion about Konkokyo. And I think it's a better fit for myself. So I'm very grateful to my parents for allowing me to make that choice. I don't actually know what they would have said if had I chosen another religion. Might have been a little problem there, perhaps. But they always said that, you know, you can choose whatever religion you want to be in, but just remember that you were born. I don't think they ever, yes. I will, yeah, they, so my parents always encouraged me, you know, they said I could choose whatever religion I wanted to be into, but they always said, you know, just don't forget that you were born into Konkokyo. So that was always the underlying, I guess, condition.
I see. I think three of us is pretty good balance. I mean, all different. I'm from Japan, Anna was born in Hawaii, Oahu, and Amy from Maui. Two of us a minister, and Amy is not, and we can have a different perspective. So I think we have a good balance. And I'm man and two women. So it's kind of diverse, I could say. So that's why I asked two of you to join this program, the Konko Talk. Do you have any good points as Konkokyo believer in your life?
Good points? Like good points about myself?
Well, recently I experienced, you know, like a funeral, and some church or some faith very strongly against going to the other churches or religions, the funeral or the services, or you can enter the other churches. And for Konkokyo, we don't have that kind of limitation, or we just respect any religions. We welcome any other people, even though they're not Konkokyo, we welcome, just come in, and you don't need to be Konkokyo. You don't need to convert to Konkokyo. And even you die, you can be as you are. I'm glad I'm Konkokyo because I can attend any funeral and services. They are my friend, you know, close friend. If I deny because we're different religions, kind of sad to me.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, that Konkokyo is all accepting. And that makes it, in a sense, easy to be a Konkokyo believer. There's no restrictions. There's no, you know, you're not required to donate 10% of your salary or whatever it is. There's no food restrictions. There's quite a lot of freedom in believing, in being a Konkokyo believer. And we are accepting of a lot of people. I know I have friends who are in more restrictive religions that their religion says that they're not allowed to be my friend. So, yeah, I appreciate that part of Konkokyo.
I think this is a unique, the words Shinto and Kyoto, the difference that the Shinto means you believe Konkokyo, but you still can belong to other religion. Something like the Kyoto is 100% Konkokyo. So, in probably because of Japanese culture after the Buddhists came in, and the Buddhist, the Shinto is kind of merged in a long time. Some shrine in the temple in the shrine. Some monks serve as a priest serve as a monks. And in mid-era, they strictly divided your temple, your Buddhist, your shrine, and so your Shinto. Maybe that's the reason why probably we, the Konkokyo, kind of not strict.
Yeah, I was surprised to find out that a lot of my relatives were practicing Konkokyo and Buddhism at the same time. So they have a butsudan at home, but they come to church, to Konkokyo church, and I found out that's kind of very common, especially in the members in Japan.
Right. If you, even though you are Konkokyo, you go to church quite often because you are not Kyoto. When your family die or you die, the service will be held by a Buddhist monk. That's kind of happen. Even though you're really strong Konkokyo sometimes, because family religion is Buddhist, so that happens. I think it's very important for them because the person will be saved or not. If they don't follow their way, I mean the deceased or the person who died, they're going to be suffering. They're going to suffer. So they have to save them, right? Save mm-hmm. disease, no matter what happened. So I think that's why it happened. I'm not sure this is true or not, but interesting story. The Christianity came into Japan a long time ago. Actually, 400, it's called Sengoku era. The many small, Sengoku daimyo. But anyway, and they came in, the Christian culture came in, and they tried to propagate Christianity. First, they don't know the language, so it's difficult, but they explain about Christianity, and the farmers asked, so if I believe in Jesus Christ, the God, I'll be saved. How about my parents or my ancestors? What's going to happen? And the Christian priest or minister told, oh, if you don't believe, you're not saved. You believe, you'll be saved. So your ancestors are not saved. I'm sorry, but they don't. They're not saved. And the farmer said, oh, but why you don't save my parents or ancestors? And maybe that's one of the reason why the Christianity in Japan are not popular till now. I think less than 2%. It's an unusual country. Japan doesn't, there's no many Christian believers in Japan.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That makes sense when you think about, they often say that Japan is already a very spiritual place because they believe that each animal, each plant, has a spirit, is part of God or whatever it is. And that's kind of a hard concept for Christians to accept, right? Because there's only one God in Christianity. And so, yeah, I can see where that might not be a fit in Japan readily. Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah, Konkokyo has a concept, or even at Konko Gakuen, the Konko schools in Japan, they have like a motto that says, Hito wo taisetsu ni, be good to people. Jibun wo taisetsu ni mean be good to yourself, and mono wo taisetsu ni be good to things. So because the life force is in everything, in you, in me, and in things, to treat it all with respect, yeah, to not waste precious materials, food, water, to not pollute the land, the air, the environment, and to really be mindful. Yeah, I think that's really important. Yeah.
Do you have any like favorite teachings of Konkokyo?
Mine is a Tenchi Kakitsuke, really. The divine reminder. Mm. How the divine favor depends upon one's own heart. And it really does come from your own heart. And the blessings don't really come from up above, but it comes from within your own heart. Whether you're saved or not, whether you think it's a blessing or not, it all stems from within your own thinking, your own heart. Yeah. Because some people can look at, you know, a miserable situation and be like, oh no, but, you know, that's minor compared to some other things. And they can always look at it as a blessing. But then other people will be like, oh no, that's such bad luck. And it really depends on the way you think. Whether one can receive blessings or not really depends upon your own heart. Yeah, it's the law of attraction. Whatever thoughts you hold in your heart are the things you're going to attract. If you're constantly negative, then all these negative things are going to just start happening to you. You're going to attract it to you. But if you're appreciative, even in the midst of suffering, and you can still be appreciative, then those misfortunes can turn into blessings. So I like the Tenchi Kakitsuke a lot.
I see. How about Amy?
I can't think of a favorite teaching off the top of my head, but the first thing I remember being able to say is the Tenchi Kakitsuke. That's Konkokyo related, is the Tenchi Kakitsuke. As a child, not knowing at all what I was saying, but that was the first thing. And I think my nephews and niece were the same way. We just taught them to say the Tenchi Kakitsuke. I don't really know even if they understand what they're saying now in Japanese. I mean, there's the English translation now that we say, but I can't think of a teaching off the top of my head that would be a favorite.
Or like any surprise or shocking teaching when you heard first time? Like a woman is closer to kami?
No, that's just truth.
Indeed.
when you think of a lot of the teachings, I feel like are very practical and they make sense. Women are closer to God. That was surprising when you think about the era that the religion was founded in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When you think about that day and age and what the supposed role of women was in that day and age, and for the founder to say women are closer to kami, that's pretty progressive, I think. That's quite shocking.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Coach Sensei? What's your favorite teaching?
Not my favorite teaching, but I think the most difficult teaching to follow or to practice is, although who practice it shouldn't be upset no matter what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is very difficult, and sometimes I can use this to complain to my parents, or you get mad for something. You shouldn't get mad. You shouldn't be angry no matter what happened. I think it's very difficult.
Yeah.
Personally, that's next to impossible to practice for me.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I think it's どうでもいいし, if we have, or that's, if we can do that, probably we can be like that. We don't get at all kind of person. どうでもいい is like a whatever. So whatever you see, or whatever you experience, that's Kami-sama's guidance, or because Kami-sama has a reason. Even though somebody die, or you lost something, you get problems, you get in the difficulties, there's a reason for good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But easy to say, but very difficult to follow. Because we have emotion, and it's not the bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but these days, I guess, when I get angry, I look back and I try to reflect. I said, why did this person make me angry? What's causing me to get angry? And, you know, I kind of review my own thoughts. It's like, why? Why? So why did this person make me angry again? What can I do to not get angry? And I try to review. And I was like, oh, man, I want to become one day, like not become angry anymore towards something like this. If you think about it, it's so minor. There's so many other things that, you know, we could be mad about. That's not even my problem. But it's like, huh, if I think of it.
When I'm angry, actually, I'm reflecting. I'm thinking about why, but end up like, I have a right to get mad at something or someone. Try to defend myself that their fault, his fault, her fault. That's why I have a right to get mad. And, oh, it's not good. It's kind of continuing. So I have to stop thinking that way. So I want to have a, like, oh, whatever. That's okay. No problem. That happened. It's a reason. I want to utilize this experience for better future, not to continue to get angry.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we came across that teaching last time for Sunday service. And one of the church members, she mentioned something that was really, I think, is great. She, you know, before, like if somebody just cuts you off on the freeway, our immediate reaction is, stupid driver, you know, or like we try to, we cuss, say all these bad things, negativity just happens. Yeah. But lately, she, after she says, oh, stupid driver, then after she says, oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry for saying that. Which I think is good, you know, it's an improvement. We cannot change immediately, human beings. We cannot change our behavior right away. But even like a subtle change like that, I think is. So I told her that. And then maybe one day she will not even say, oh, stupid driver anymore. And she'll instead pray for the crazy drivers. Like,
I think imagination is kind of important for us too, because I remember that when I drove the car, and in front of me is so slow, you know, the countryside, there's no cars except me, and the guy in front of me is so slow that I cannot pass because narrow road. Oh, I'm so slow and I'm kind of rushing, and I could see who's driving, like the old man or old lady, and no wonder. And okay, that's good, you should go slow and you don't get accident at all, you know. Sometimes still I have like negativities in my heart, but still I want to say, you know, it's okay for you. Thank you for going slow, kind of feeling.
Yeah, it's funny that we forgive the people if they're old. Yeah, it's like if the person in front of me is like driving crooked or driving really slow, and then I pass them and I always look what kind of a driver it is. And if it's an old person, I'll say, okay, I understand. But some people, they're like looking at their cell phone while they're driving. Oh. And I'm like, oh my goodness, no, can't be doing that, you know? Yeah, earlier, before the recording started, me and Amy were talking about, well, I was talking to Amy about the time that my husband hit a wild pig on the freeway. And this happened at the end of the year. And we're going home on the freeway at nighttime, a wild pig, suddenly darts in front of our car. And we hit it because there's no time to brake. And it hit the front bumper and it damaged. The side molding came off. And it rammed over the pig with the left side of the wheel. The car shook violently.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, ah! And, you know, I had the dash cam that record. I was so sure that I dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah.
And I was so sure that I swore. And my mom, when I was looking at the looking through the dash cam video on the computer, my mom was looking from the back and she was like, oh, Kazuko, did you say Konko-sama when you guys hit the pig? And I said, of course not. Of course not. I knew I said the F-bomb. But then when the video of us hitting the pig came up and I was able to see it, I did not say an F-word.
I didn't.
And I was surprised because instead of saying the F word, I said Konko-sama. And to me, I was surprised. Mm. And to me, that was an improvement of my faith because I've been practicing to say Konko-sama more often in my life. And how it just came out so suddenly instead of like bad word, I believe that's an improvement of my faith. And the video is a proof of that. So I was...
Yeah.
But ever since that accident with the pig, my husband and I have been very careful not to think negative or any kind of like bad thoughts, especially while driving. You know, anytime we become worried or think of negative thoughts while driving, I immediately try to say, oh, Konko-sama, 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 or I try to think positive thoughts to be thankful for instead. Otherwise, it's going to attract accidents, I think. Yeah. Someone said once, oh, boorish thoughts will attract the boar. And I think that's true. So we've been very careful. I think I've been seeing Konko-sama more while driving after that accident.
I see.
Yeah. Does this ever happen? Like when you're driving, like you think about your body driving and then you become so like mesmerized at the fact that, wow, I'm actually driving this machine and you're going really fast on the freeway. And you think so much into like how your body is functioning while you're driving that you suddenly start to lose, like it feels like your soul is leaving your body. Did that ever happen to you?
No.
So I try not to think about that. Because the last time I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no, oh my gosh, who's controlling this car now?
Right.
And I was like, wait, how am I able to drive this car? And then I got scared all of a sudden. Mm. You know, that almost led into an accident. Thankfully, that didn't happen though. But I was like, oh, Konko-sama, Konko-sama, thank you. Thank you that I'm allowed to drive this car. Thank you that I can drive this car. And I pray for the safety of not only myself, but other motorists as well. You know, sometimes our body does weird things and you feel like you're going to go unconscious, but we never know what's going to happen on the road. So, I'm so thankful that I can arrive at my destination every time, even if it's a short trip to the supermarket. It's all within the blessedness of Kamisama, blessings. And it's not a given. It's not a given that we arrive safely. It's not a given that we can drive safely to a destination. It's all within great miracles of Kamisama's blessings every second of our lives.
That's true. Yeah. When I was a college student, I used to attend the class by car. It took like 1 hour where I live to my college. And right before the parking of the college, there's a traffic light. In the morning, you saw traffic pretty heavy, but I was so sleepy. And then when I stopped the traffic light, it was red. And next time, I realized the people passing me, the car passing me. And I realized, oh, I slept a while. I don't know how long, but my leg on the brake.
Oh, wow.
Completely stopped, I guess, at the traffic light. I was first car. And it was so scary, like, wow, what if I, you know, pass out and unconscious and the cars move? It wasn't heavy traffic area, but still so many cars. And since then I have to be very careful whenever I drive. I was pretty stupid and was young in summertime, very hot, yeah, in Japan. Mm-hmm. And I parked the car and I got in the car, was so hot, I cannot touch the wheel. What's called wheel? The so hot, and I cannot touch it so hot, and have to wait. But I started the ignition key and it drove the car. And oh, how much I can be patient. I close the window all the way and turn off the AC, and how much I can be bear the heat.
Oh my goodness.
And I try and drove so sweaty, and it was too hot, so I have to end up open the windows. It's so nice breeze. But I think it's not, you know, it's kind of dangerous.
I could get heat stroke.
Yeah, I could get in the big trouble.
Yeah. Sometimes I think too much while I'm driving. Like, I'm thinking, you know, about how I'm able to drive this car, or like how other people are able to drive their car. And it feels like my soul is leaving my body.
Mm.
And it's like, I can see myself driving from outside the car.
What?
Yeah. It's like this weird, it's like, oh no, what am I doing? And it's like, no, bring me back to my body. And then I open the window so all the air comes in. So I feel like I'm back in my body again. But like, yeah, that happens sometimes. It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary. So, you know, I try not to think too much about those kind of things. But yeah, I can see myself driving the car from the side, from the front, from like way up above too. Mm. I can see my blue car driving on the freeway.
Only driving?
Yeah, while I'm driving. I can see that, like, imagine that. And it's so real that I have to come back to my body again.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's very dangerous.
Yeah. Very dangerous.
Yeah, so before I turn on the engine, I always pray. I make it a practice to pray.
Mm-hmm.
I just clap my hands 4 times and I say, Onegai shimasu, Kongodai. Please come along for the ride with me. And when I reach my destination, I just clap my hands again and I say, thank you. And I just complete the prayer circle, you know?
Mm.
You start it with a prayer and you end it with a prayer. And I think that's really important. We're going to always be just asking for favors. We have to appreciate them too.
Right.
Like, what was the end result, you know?
We're so happy to get the blessing or whatever we wanted and forget to say thank you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, even today, we had our car, you know, how we hit the bore and we was able to get it fixed. It's right. Very nice now. Oh, man, they made it so nice and shiny. Mm-hmm. They even detailed our car for me.
Wow.
Hontoni, they did a really nice job. And we only had to pay $100 copay because the rest of the money and the insurance paid for it. So
I see.
It really is such a blessing. But after we came home, I went to the altar and I said, thank you. I'm glad that the damage wasn't so bad. And they were able to fix it very nicely and for such a low price that we had to pay. And I also reminded my husband to do that too. We can't take it for granted that, of course, insurance paid for us. Anthony, we didn't expect it to be such a, you know, just pay $100 copay and then they'll fix it so nicely for us. So we give thanks for that. Yeah. But accidents, they happen so fast, you know, before you can think, before you can blink, they happen.
True. That's why we get in the accident. We were not able to avoid.
Yeah. And even if you're trying to be really careful, if other people aren't careful, then, you know, you can't help that. So driving, being able to drive on the freeway, on the road, it's all about trust. You know, you trust that people are going to stop at the stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
You trust that people are going to stop at the red light. You know, it's all about trust and people's bodies just functioning the way that they're supposed to. Because if you're not paying attention, like I say, accidents could be happening anytime. It's just amazing how we can just go to work, come back safely. Daily commute was safe even today. It's something that we just can't take for granted, especially in the mainland where people drive for hours to the workplace, you know? Yeah.
Yes. But thank you very much. We're supposed to introduce ourselves and then we talk about driving. I think it's good. But thank you very much for joining us today.
I hope you
enjoyed. But it's time to end.
Hey.
Please, if you have any topics or question to us, please let us know. But thank you very much for listening to our program. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Drive safely.